It's to do with our motto. The first part of our motto is about God showing us things. And if we look there, he has shown you. So all about finding out something. In our case, it was a book or a film. So God over the years has revealed himself and his ways to the world in different ways as well. I don't think God has used charades as such. Maybe that's something that we can think about in the future. But God has shown himself in different ways. And like we can read here, and the motto, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. The Bible is an obvious choice, isn't it, for how God reveals himself to us. You've got Psalm 119 there. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So God reveals himself, but also God reveals God's ways so we can follow God as well, from the New Testament and the Old. And then the next one is in the life and teaching of who we follow, Jesus Christ. God come down to earth in the form of man, the eternal God, Jesus, who existed for eternity before he became baby Jesus. And then he revealed to humanity, to the world, what God was like in how he was, in how he taught, and the things he did. Just an example there. What Jesus did here in Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. And his disciples did what? They believed in him. And they were right. They were right. And millions of others have followed in their footsteps. And then, of course, you've got a little flame there. Okay, what do you think that flame stands for, do you think? You've got a little dove there as well. A dove within a flame. Don't worry, the dove's not getting burned. Okay, yeah? Carry on, Faye. Absolutely, yeah. And the Holy Spirit is part of who God is, okay? God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the three are one, okay? They are all God. And the Holy Spirit does special things for us. And Jesus is not here today. Jesus is in heaven. Praise God, he was raised from the dead, and we can celebrate and we can rejoice in that. Our sins are forgiven because of that. But Jesus is not here with us directly. But the Holy Spirit is. Now, the Holy Spirit is God in his own right. But the Holy Spirit also reveals and communicates Jesus to us in a real way. It's almost like having Jesus stand by our side or in our hearts. The Holy Spirit, very important, how God reveals himself to us. Now, I heard a true story the other day of how a Christian minister who was a bird watcher. Any bird watchers here? Is Fred here this morning? Yeah, okay. And his favourite bird was a kingfisher. They're kind of average-sized birds, but they've got quite a long beak, and they're quite colourful, aren't they, Fred? Is that right? Yeah, they're kind of, yeah. And they are relatively rare. Is that true? Okay, seasons and probably places. Okay. Well, there was this minister, and his favourite bird was the kingfisher, but he hadn't seen it for a while, and he used to go for a walk along a canal or a small river, I'm not sure which, and he used to look at the wildlife there. He used to look at the ducks, he used to look at the swans. They're nice, aren't they, to look at nature around us. It's amazing how much pleasure you can get from things like that if you spend time to notice things. But one day he was surprised to see a kingfisher flying by in a blaze of colour, and it really made his day, because he wasn't expecting it. Yeah, he wasn't expecting to see this rare kingfisher in this place. But from then on, he always watched carefully for the kingfisher. And do you think he ended up seeing it more often? Or not? Yeah, he did. He ended up seeing it more often. Why do you think he ended up seeing it more often? Yeah? you're really going ahead. That's fantastic, angel. Yeah, all these things are connected. And it is actually a message about God. But maybe because he saw a kingfisher, he was looking for it more. And he saw it more often as well. Yeah? He saw it more often too. And it got the minister thinking. And it reminded him of what it can be like, just like Angel said, with God. God is there all around us. You know? Sometimes we don't realise it because we're not looking for it. Or we're not looking for God. Or we're not expecting God to be there. But the more we look, the more he will reveal himself to us. And sometimes in unexpected places as well. So I just thought I'd share that story to you. And that's the first part of our motto, isn't it? He's shown you. So this is speaking of God. God has shown you. When it says mortal, it just means like a normal person. Yeah? Normal person. What is good? Praise God. We're going to sing some more songs now. Are we ready for some more songs, ladies? Yeah? Oh, fantastic. We've got the light one. Have I pronounced that right? Yeah? The one with lots of light in it. Excellent. I've got a few pictures here to look at. What can we say about that, do you think? What do you think we can say about those pictures? What do you think those pictures are of? People playing Jesus. There have been various movies over the years, and characters play Jesus. You've got the Jesus of Nazareth. I think that was Robert Powell, was it, or something like that. He had blue. He was fantastic. Yeah, he was a fantastic character, and the way that he played it was really good as well. He did have those blue eyes, which was a little bit dodgy because Jesus was probably very Jewish and probably had dark eyes, but still. And then you got some other characters there as well. Now, I'm going to add another picture. Are you ready? Okay, you watching? There we go. There's another picture there. Now, they definitely are not playing Jesus in a film, are they? No. But those are Christians, and they're caring for each other. Yeah? I think this one maybe might be a bit upset. There's a girl there, maybe looking like she's thinking about something, or maybe she's got something on her heart, and a friend alongside is concerned, and maybe they're praying together. We don't know the full story, yeah? But they are actually acting in a way like what those actors were acting. They're acting like Jesus, yeah? They are going alongside people. They are praying for people. They are considering others in their lives and how they are. And that's what I'd like us to consider for this last part of our motto, where it goes on and it says this, and what does the Lord, that's Jesus for us, require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Now, the last part of Micah 6:8 speaks of acting justly. Loving mercy, walking humbly with God. And as God's people, we are called to not just go with the flow, you know? We are called to make a difference. We are called to live intentionally, which means that we are called by God to live our lives for a reason that we know, yeah? And how we do it as Christians is we take our lead, yeah, and the reason from how we see the life of Jesus work out in the Gospels, and also how we respond as well to God's Holy Spirit within our lives as well. This means living expectantly, moment by moment, relying on the prompting of God's Holy Spirit to live our lives in ways that even when we feel weak can be impactful to ourselves and those around us. Now, when I say impactful, I mean God allows us, by what we read about Jesus, Jesus' example, and by God's Holy Spirit, to live our lives in ways that can really make a difference to ourselves and to those around us. And it's not about outward results either. I actually toyed with the idea of having a picture of Billy Graham on earlier, Now, I don't know if you young ones would know that, but Billy Graham was one of the most effective evangelists of all time, reaching people for Jesus. Very, very effective. And part of living a life following Jesus is about witnessing Christ. And for Billy, it involved reaching millions. But it's not just about outward results. We're talking about what happens inside our hearts as well. That matters to God too. And by living a real and a faithful Christian life, God's power throughout the universe. Now, the universe is big, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but it is massive. I'm a science teacher. It is big, just trust me. I won't go into detail on it, but it is very big. And God's power is shown throughout the universe in the meekest of hearts and the most modest of egos, the most smallest of lives. Sometimes God's glory is shown throughout the whole universe in the most powerful way, in small things. Here's the thing. We can all do that. We can all do these things. These things that God takes notice of. These things that can change the lives of others as well. And that's exciting. You know, the kingdom of God is an exciting thing to be part of. If you're here this morning and you're a Christian and you're thinking, yeah, and you're a bit tired, get excited. Because you should be. It's an exciting thing. It's a real journey that God calls us to. It's called having a God-directed heart and life, whether we feel weak or strong. Perhaps Jesus' Sermon on the Mount sums it up the best. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, that means they're sad, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the poor, the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here is some sound advice. If you want to lead a blessed life, start playing to the audience of one. Yeah? Start playing to the audience of God. That is a key. God sees you when you are honest and fair. When others may not be, that's to act justly. God sees you when you show kindness and encourage somebody, even when they don't deserve it, you do it because you know you can make a difference. God sees it. That's mercy. God sees it when you do all these things, not because others will praise you, but because you know that this is the kingdom living and you are relying on God. You know, the forces against good in this world, and there are forces, there are things that don't like God's kingdom, yeah? There are bad things in this world. We know that. You know, they tremble when they see people living in these ways. You don't have to be Billy Graham as good as he was, and I'm sure he made the enemies of the kingdom of good and God tremble. But you can make them tremble as well. But how you live out your life. But how your heart is real before God. And that's exciting, isn't it? Yeah, God sees it. The universe sees it. And you can really make a difference. That's a powerfully good thing. Now, if you feel that you would like to know more of this power for living that I've described this morning, then make that prayer to God. You know, do not delay. Now is the day, says the Lord, at all times such as these. Also, please join with me or maybe others of our prayer team at the back of the church after the service. God invites you this morning to get to know him more. So whether that's an individual prayer, or please feel free to meet with others and we can help you with that. That's what God is calling us to this morning. So that's our church motto. It's quite a challenging church motto actually, isn't it? On the face of it, it seems quite easy. Oh, what does God require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly. But you know what? It's not always easy, but we can all do it. But it's powerful. That is powerful. And I'd like to leave that with you in your thinking this morning. And I just want to focus on that bit where it says, set our hearts on fire. Set our hearts on fire, Lord. I want you to open up your hearts now. Open up your minds. And just be open to God. You don't need to be dramatic. You don't need to shout out. But it's just an opportunity to respond. We've just sang those words. Just an opportunity now for God to really set our hearts on fire. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes, please. And if you want God to set your heart on fire, to rekindle maybe something that's been burning slowly within you, and you want it to become a real flame, or maybe you want to carry on worshipping God in the fullness of his power, then just put your hand up this morning. Just put your hand up. It'll only be me who's looking. Put your hand up. Come on. Put your hand up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the life of Jesus in our lives and how you connect with us in real ways. And I pray now this morning that you would work in everybody's hearts here, but particularly those who have their hands lifted who want to know you more, want to move more in your power in their lives. Bless the children, particularly. We prayed earlier for them to be used, and I pray, Lord, that they would be. And I thank you for how you've used them this morning. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen.